This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Here are headlines from some of the stories we're following here today at NPR News. President-elect Obama said today that congressional inaction on his economic stimulus package could make a bad situation dramatically worse. Obama blamed the economic crisis on an era of profound irresponsibility. And in Gaza today, Israel again halted military operations for 3 hours, but aid did not reach people there. Israeli fire killed a truck driver with a UN aid agency, leading the agency to suspend delivery operations to Gaza. Details on those stories and, of course, much more later today on All Things Considered. Tomorrow, it's Science Friday. Ira Flatow will be here with a look at the dangers of third-hand smoke, plus seeing through the hype in medical news and new measurements of the Milky Way, all tomorrow on Talk of the Nation, Science Friday. Last night, angry protesters smashed storefront windows and cars and set fires in downtown Oakland, California. What started out as a peaceful protest over the New Year's Day shooting of 22-year-old Oscar Grant III by a Bay Area Rapid Transit police officer erupted into a riot. A cell phone video shooting of by an unidentified passenger has been broadcast in the Bay Area and seen by many more on YouTube. It shows Grant being held face down in a BART station by two transit police officers with another standing nearby. Then one of them draws his gun and shoots him in the back. Grant later died in the hospital. If you'd like to see that video or video of last night's rioting, just go to our website, to npr.org, and just click on Talk of the Nation. We'd like today to hear from listeners in Oakland on how this story is playing out there and why the protest turned violent. Our phone number, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation at our website. Go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation. With us is Damian Bulwa. He's a staff writer for the San Francisco Chronicle and with us now from his office in Oakland. Nice to have you on the program today.
Thanks for having me.
And you were at the protest last night. How did things turn violent?
Well, it started out with a large protest at the Fruitvale BART station, which is where this shooting happened. And there were speeches, and people chanted, and there was some disobedience there. But then a group moved toward downtown Oakland and walked, and as it became dark, there began to be some skirmishes. There was a police car that was surrounded, and the windows were broken. The officers had to get out of the way, and then basically a standoff on Broadway, which is the main thoroughfare in downtown Oakland. And as the police tried to disperse the crowd with a large number of officers, some of the protesters, a rather small number, but a group began to smash car windows and some windows of businesses and light things on fire. And it actually lasted for several hours until police finally, I think, said enough is enough and sort of went in with a lightning strike and arrested everyone.
Now, 100 people arrested, according to the Associated Press.
Yeah, we have, I think, 105 people at this point arrested.
And the mayor of Oakland, Ron Dellums, the former congressman, appeared on the scene and tried to calm things down. Obviously, that didn't work.
Yeah, it was a very interesting scene. The mayor and a number of other city leaders walked down from City Hall and in an effort to end this thing and they asked the police to stand down, at least from their presence, because as they went down, a number of people gathered around them. And then you had a scene where the mayor was almost like a Pied Piper, and people were following him back up toward City Hall. And he had maybe 100 personal conversations with different people who came up and stood by him and went back and forth talking about this issue. He made a speech on the steps of City Hall. He asked people to stand down and accept the process, and then he walked back into the doors of City Hall, and within a minute, a group tore down the street and started breaking things again.
Now, according to the story you had in the paper, the Chronicle, some of the businesses attacked, the storefronts broken were black-owned businesses, and protesters that you spoke to did not appear to care that the cars whose windows they were smashing belonged to minorities.
Yeah, and that's opened up an immediate debate, which we often see in these kinds of protests, between people talking about the legitimacy of a protest that turns violent in this way. And it was mostly a lot of vandalism. There must be several hundred cars today that are smashed, and probably dozens of businesses that I saw. But there's a debate about the legitimacy, and you have people saying that these folks weren't involved, and this violence does no good, and it actually hurts your cause. And then on the other side, people are saying that this is a display of organic anger, and people need to display it somehow, and they need to get their point across, and they're going to do it in their immediate surroundings, and that they don't want their cause delegitimized by talk of smashing windows.
Let's get a caller on the line. And by the way, if you're in Oakland or were there, or if you have some ideas about what happened and why, give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. And Max is on the line from Oakland, California.
Well, one of the things I just wanted to say, I just heard Mr. Bullis say that some folks are saying it was an organic outpouring of anger. I think some of that might be true, but also some of it was a contrived outpouring of anger. There's an anarchist movement in the East Bay that I was down there. When I heard about the unrest, I got on my bike to go see what was going on. And, you know, some of the folks were angry young, who were breaking things, were angry young black men. And some of them were angry young white people dressed in the uniform of your typical anarchist. And I think they were just out there to break stuff. And the tragedy of this is that what they broke had absolutely nothing to do with the power structure that created the problem. BART police are ostensibly the problem, and they're part of an unregulated or underregulated and under-overseen agency that's not beholden to anybody in Oakland. The OPD had no oversight over the BART police. Mayor Nellums and the Oakland City Council have no oversight over the BART police. So this is kind of a tragedy of errors.
Well, Demian Bulwa, is he right about the presence of anarchists there?
Yeah, no, I think he makes a good point there. There was a number of different folks there, and I saw people that that appeared to have a variety of different reasons for being there. I mean, when I spoke to people, they obviously talked about Oscar Grant, but there was also people that appeared to be just getting a big thrill out of it and seemed to be having a lot of fun. And so there was different groups there, and you know, there's definitely people that were looking for an excuse to tear things up, and they obviously feel like that's the statement they need to make. I mean, that is their rationale, that they want to sort of tear down the fabric of the power structure. So I think you had a number of different groups there communicating over social networks, and it wasn't just Oakland. You had people coming in from out of town, and you had sort of professional protesters there. So, yeah, all that stuff was going on.
Max, thanks for the point. Appreciate it. Let me ask you, let's get back to Oscar Grant. The original videos, the images taken from cell phones of the shooting, this happened on New Year's Day again. They appear to show no obvious reason. Now, you know, one shot of an incident doesn't necessarily tell you the whole story. But from what we can see on these videos, there's no obvious reason why a police officer should pull his gun, much less shoot a young man in the back.
Yeah, you have this really interesting dynamic going on here where BART has said very little about the shooting, which is unusual. Usually police will make some sort of statement very quickly, and often they'll say that it was justified. BART hasn't said anything, in part because the officer hasn't made a statement. They've only said that the gun, at first, and I don't know if they've changed it, they just said that the gun discharged and that the man was unarmed and died. At the same time, you have the dialogue and the media coverage being driven by these cell phone videos, and so you have a lot of speculation about what they mean, and so we've spoken to a number of people about the cell phone videos, and there is a lot of confusion. A lot of people don't understand how that could have led to deadly force being used, and that's led to people talking about this issue of whether possibly he was reaching for his taser.
The police officer.
That's the level of disbelief to where this theory is getting credence.
That the police officer was reaching for a taser, a non-lethal form of restraint, rather than and pulled his gun by a mistake.
Yeah, BART police just got tasers a few weeks ago. And And it has been an issue a few times in the past around the country where someone has mistakenly fired their taser. And they actually, in training for tasers, there are precautions that have to be taken. Bart, you may not wear your taser on the strong side near your sidearm. And so precautions are taken that you don't confuse them. We don't know that. I mean, sources tell us that that's an angle that the investigators are looking at. But because the officer hasn't spoken, it's very difficult to know anything about why this happened at this point. People are just so stunned from watching the videos themselves. People just can't understand what happens when he suddenly pulls his weapon and fires.
Let's get another caller on the line. This is Carolyn. Carolyn, also with us from Oakland.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I agree with one of the previous callers who said that there are many groups here in Oakland that have their own radical issues to bring to the table here. And I feel that this tragedy has been very mishandled. However, the media here in the Bay Area has really exacerbated the issue. I was watching yesterday, and they continued to play over and over again footage that happened earlier on during the day. And they would continue to say, well, we want you to know now that this isn't going on right now, but... So I am...
Footage of people smashing store windows, that sort of thing?
Yes, yes. And so you would turn on your television and you would watch something that had happened hours before. And people watching, and they go downtown and they have their issues to bring out and they riot. And I just... Oakland is not this kind of city, and I really question whether the term riot is the right word. And I'll take your comments off the air.
Carolyn, thanks for the call. What do you think, Damian Bulwa?
Well, I think the riot is one of those loaded terms. I mean, I'm not sure. It's just one of those terms that has a lot of power to it. And so it was mass vandalism, and it was sort of a rolling mob that just kept going and going.
What about the role of the media, which she's saying TV stations are playing these videos over and over again? And that's quite common. You know, get hot tape, you're going to show it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think that's just what it is. It's extremely hot. The television news have been leading their broadcasts and their websites. They're getting such a vast amount of hits. The Chronicle's website is getting a vast amount of hits. And the media is going to lead with that story and feel like there's a lot of interest in it, and they probably want higher viewership. There was also a dynamic with the media at the protest last night where there were so many of us that it was unmistakable. We were sort of part of the thing. You might have one guy confronting a police officer with three cameramen and two reporters and a still photographer and a blogger and someone that's live on the air with some sort of internet radio. And, you know, it concerned me that, you know, I thought to myself, what if we left? What would happen? What if the police left? What would happen? But, you know, later in the night when all of the TV cameras were gone, I was still with the protesters and they were still smashing stuff.
We're talking with Damian Bulwa of the San Francisco Chronicle about the incident in Oakland, California last night. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And this email from Nora. As I write this, my office building in downtown Oakland is currently in lockdown. There are dozens of police cars and cycles across the street in a staging area. A dozen TV trucks are across the street. Three choppers are in the air. I find it ironic that Oakland doesn't want HBO to film a street story there because of the effect on our reputation. Unfortunately, this tragedy, like many others in incidents in Oakland, is taking care of that quite handily. Street Story is a Hughes Brothers urban crime drama set in Oakland. There is another demonstration, I gather, scheduled for today.
There's actually a BART Board of Directors meeting going on right now that's packed. And my understanding was that there was going to be a march after that. I'm not sure what else is going on these protests. There's been a couple a day, and it kind of depends on which one gathers steam and how they're communicated in terms of over the web. So certainly the police are are keeping an eye on these things, and obviously people want to express their anger. So this is going to this issue that we're talking about is going to continue on.
Let's get Sasha on the line from Oakland.
Hi, I just wanted to respond to a comment that your guest was making earlier. I was at the protest last night in Oakland, and I just wanted to say that I wanted to respond specifically to him talking about private property being vandalized and how it was just an excuse for chaos. I just wanted to note that I was there. There was a lot of taunting by the police of protesters who were there. And I think that this was actually part of the shooting of Grant on BART is actually the symbol of systematic violence against young people of color that happens every day, not only in Oakland, but all across this country. And I think that the anger against the Oakland Police Department was justified by the folks who were there last night.
What kind of taunting?
I think there was taunting. People were going into the police officers were going into the crowd and pulling people. There seemed this kind of like cat and mouse game that was going on for hours and hours and hours, something very theatrical. There were armored cars there. I felt very, very endangered by the Oakland police, actually, and I was on the sidelines on Side Street.
Damien Bulwa, is that comport with what you saw?
Yeah, I saw some. I saw a couple instances of taunting. I heard one officer say to someone, you know, I bet you get back. I'll bet you money that you get back. And another officer, there was a big Hummer-like vehicle with about 40 officers, and one officer was shouting at people on the side, are you going to report the violence? You know, you talk about how people don't report violence. And so, yeah, there was some of that. There was a lot of different stuff going on. I mean, it was a huge show of force, and that was clearly the strategy. Was to have a huge show of force but try to be passive in the beginning. The officers were just standing there, but then, and we're trying to talk to them about this today. They wanted to push people and disperse them, and you know, as the crowd was sort of moved around the city, vandalism occurred. You know, as they went, and so we're trying to ask them about that pushing strategy.
Sasha, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And thanks for your time today, Damien Bulwa.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Damien Bulwa is a staff reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle with us today from his office in Oakland. Tomorrow, Ira Flatow's here with Science Friday. We'll talk to you again on Monday. I'm Neil Conan. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News.